if you look in a scarce dollar situation, it's easy to concentrate on just cutting back, because cutting back is sort of easier than also looking to invest. You can't just cut back. At some point, you're cutting back your capacity to produce revenue. You're hurting your staff. You're hurting morale. In the end, you hurt the network. No single organization of any size, and I'm aware, if you really look closely, cut its way to prosperity. It doesn't really happen, even though popular finance will make you believe it does. It doesn't really work. So the second area to look at is, even in scarce dollar environment, which we are in, you have to also simultaneously invest in areas that can move you through the scarce dollar scenario and produce revenue. So there must be an audit of revenue-producing activities and investments that we must make. Where, in my view, should we invest? Then I'm through. We absolutely positively must increase our audience. Absolutely positively. And we should look and do an internal audit in all of our activities and say, does this have the potential to increase and sustain an audience for us? And that's where we invest to maximum degree possible. The second area, will we have, once we attract an audience, the ability to sustain that audience? That is to say, the infrastructure, the technology, the ability to be able to handle, say, a massive increase in audience. Will we have the infrastructure, the technological base to deal with it? We aren't good at retaining audience. There is a 50% turnover rate in our membership. It is 50% of members who come to Pacifica in a given year aren't there the next year. That's not good. We have to look to having people visit, stay with us. Now, we have loyal people who've been with us for years. No question. But there is that group that doesn't stay with us. We all know 9 out of 10 people who listen to Pacifica don't become members. That's true, too. Need to do something about that group. The last area I think we need to invest in, although it's not immediately apparent, I think we need to invest in the culture of Pacifica. Much of the energy for moving ahead, for doing new and great things, assumes the efficiency in our internal organization and assumes a culture that can release the creative energies that are there for us to move ahead. Because in the end, it's our people. It's a cliche, but in the end, it's the human resources that will move us into the future. And we sometimes squander our human resources, burn them out, not really appreciate them, consider them sort of, we can always get more volunteers and replace whatever this, that, or that. It's the human brain power that in the end drives this network and has driven it over the years, incredible loyalty, incredible stick-to-itiveness. And that's our treasure, our people. So anyway, that's the cliche, but it's true. It's true. So those are the things from a budgetary overview that I see. We invest in our people, sustainability, take advantage of the opportunities that this new year might bring us. Okay? Those are the three things.